Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner, whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Controlling Your Destiny. Today he's going to share them with us from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what your destiny insight of the week is for us today.
Something that's been in the news recently is, you know, a proposal to raise the minimum wage to $15. And so it doesn't really matter whether you do agree with that or not. You know who a Luddite is? You ever heard anybody called, hey, you're just a Luddite?
I have heard that before, but my memory, sorry, I'm getting old. I can't remember what it refers to.
Yeah, we're all getting old, aren't we? Luddites were actually 19th century English textile workers, and they were faced with the Industrial Revolution. They were high-skilled, high-income people, and textile mills were putting in equipment that allowed lower-skilled, lower-income people to basically produce more goods less expensively. So while a lot of people say you're a Luddite and use it as a slur, the historical reality is the Luddites were right. I mean, this was impacting their careers, and that's kind of where we are today. A lot of automation is coming into our world. I mean, we look around, robots in factories, they move goods around the factory floor, and it won't be too long before, instead of, you know, the Amazon delivery driver coming to your door, they're just going to send the automated robot, you know, to your door with what you ordered, or either fly it to you with a drone. So Kroger just announced that they're going to have a store that's entirely self-checkout. The first pilot is in Dallas, Texas. Amazon created Go stores even earlier than this, and I've actually been into several Amazon Go stores, and what you do is you open an app. When you walk into the store, it recognizes who you are. You just go get the goods you want off the shelf. You put them in a bag, and you walk out the store. And it charges you for your purchases. It's pretty amazing. And I think when entrepreneurs look at this kind of situation, there's a couple of opportunities. The one is, can you create a new business model around this kind of innovation? You know, I think about restaurants. I mean, many restaurants today are surviving on takeout, but they have these dining areas that are pretty expensive in terms of rent, pretty expensive to maintain. Somebody's going to come along with, you know, retail models that are just built around pickup and delivery, aren't they?
They've got to. It's here to stay, I think.
Yeah. You know, an historical example of the gold rush is the California gold rush in 1849. And a ton of people went to California, tried to get their fortune. And there were a lot of other people there who made a lot of money, who built fortunes. And what they were doing was they were selling pickaxes and shovels and blue jeans to the miner. And I think you're going to see a lot of that with this kind of automation too. You're going to see companies that are doing various types of artificial intelligence technology, you know, various kinds of algorithms, situational intelligence. I mean, just think about all the technology that's involved in that Amazon Go store that recognizes you when you walk in the door, understands what you took off the shelf, charges your credit card when you leave. There's a lot of pickaxes and shovels, you know, in that mix. And I think for a lot of entrepreneurs, they're going to be better off if they try to be Levi Strauss, if they try to be the gold miner. I think for our society, though, you know, we also need to look at, there's a downside to this. And, you know, how do we recreate businesses for folks that are displaced, you know, to have a job and be able to have an income and maintain their family? So there's a lot of innovation that's going to occur, hopefully, around this, both in terms of making sure we don't leave anybody behind, but also, like you said, Mike, it's here to stay. It's not going to change. And, you know, I think if we aren't careful, we'll see a lot more of this in our society. Some people are going to make a lot of money. Other people are going to be displaced, and we're going to, you know, increase that income divide that we all are concerned about. So it's here to stay. It's something we're going to live with. From an entrepreneurial perspective, I think it's pretty exciting, both in terms of creating brand new business models as well as selling the parts and pieces and the utilities that companies are going to use to do this. And let's just make sure that, you know, we do it in the right way.
Well, John, as always, thanks for your insight and your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur who publishes online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny. And he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear our show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also find a link to subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.